This is Akashvani, the news read by Harpreet Kaur. The Union Cabinet has approved two projects of the Ministry of Railways with a total cost of 6,405 crore rupees. These projects include Kodarma Barkakana doubling and Bellary Chikjajur doubling rail line. Briefing media in New Delhi after the cabinet meeting, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said that the Kodarma Barkakana doubling project of 133 kilometers will provide enhanced connectivity to 938 villages and 15 lakh population.
Kodarma Barkakana doubling 133 kilometers ye project 3063 crore ka hai aur ye kafi long distance project hai 133 kilometer ka hai aur ye Patna aur Ranchi ke beech mein shortest line hai isko double karne se Patna se Ranchi ke beech mein movement kafi smooth ho jayega aur Hazaribagh Chhatra Kodarma Ramgarh ye jo jile hain in jilon ko achhi connectivity isse milegi 938 villages cover hote hain aur 15 lakh population ko iska benefit milta hai 17 major bridges hain 180 माइनर ब्रिजेस हैं, 42 फ्लाईओवर्स हैं, 33 अंडरपासेस हैं और 30 मिलियन टन कार्गो इस डबलिंग के बाद में एक्स्ट्रा इस लाइन पे जाएगा।
मिस्टर वैष्णव सेड द सेकंड प्रोजेक्ट बिलारी चिकजाजू डबलिंग Rail line of 185 kilometer will connect Mangalore port to Secunderabad. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the two new railway projects will improve connectivity, commerce and also boost sustainability. The centre has reduced the basic customs duty on crude edible oil, including crude sunflower, soybean and palm oils from 20% to 10%. This has resulted in the import duty differential between crude and refined edible oils from 8.75% to 19.25%. The Ministry of Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution said that this move aims to reduce the landed cost and retail prices of edible oils, providing relief to consumers and helping to curb overall inflation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi interacted with Delhi BJP MPs, MLAs and other leaders in the national capital yesterday. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that during the meeting they had extensive discussions on the ways to improve the quality of life for the people of Delhi. Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta was also present on the occasion. UGC has directed institutions who have failed to submit the mandatory anti-ragging undertakings by students and compliance undertakings to submit the anti-ragging compliance and get online undertakings from all students within 30 days. It has asked these institutions to provide a comprehensive report on measures adopted to prevent ragging within the campus. UGC cautioned that failure to comply within the stipulated time frame may result in regulatory action, including withdrawal of UGC grants and funding. A documentary titled Ayurveda, the Double Helix of Life was premiered in New Delhi yesterday, highlighting Ayurveda's potential to transform global health care. Minister of State for Ayush Pratap Rao Jadhav inaugurated the screening. Speaking at the event, the minister said it is not just a film but a movement to create awareness about the uses of Ayurveda, as India has always emphasized on using Ayurveda. The 90-minute film showcased Ayurveda's holistic approach to managing chronic diseases backed by research and evidence. In the ICC World Test Championship final, South Africa were 43-4 against Australia at stumps on day one at Lord's in London. Protea skipper Themba Bavuma and David Beddingham will carry on the innings on day two after a power-packed bowling action on the opening day. After being invited to bat first, the defending champions Australia were bundled out on 212 after bowling attack of Proteas managed to restrict their batting order. For Aussies, Beau Webster scored highest 72 runs. For South Africa, Kagiso Rabada picked up 5 highest wickets, followed by Marco Jensen, who bagged 3 wickets. Then came the Proteas, who faced early breakthrough as Mitchell Starc picked 2 wickets, while Josh Hazlewood and Pat Cummins each picked up 2 wickets, destroying the top order. A total of 14 wickets fell on an eventful day at Lords. Akashwani will broadcast ball-by-ball commentary on the WTC final match alternately in Hindi and English. It can be heard on Indraprastha and other channels from 2:55 p.m. to 10 p.m. or till the end of the match. And that is the end of this news bulletin.